Hebrews chapter 4 and Matthew 26 is telling us who Jesus is and what Jesus' job is. God, through Jesus, tells us what our job is, or what we have been called to do. We need first to realize these jobs given to Jesus and to us are not jobs we ask for. Jesus did not ask to be killed on a cross. God called Jesus to suffer and die for us. I didn't ask God to call me into the ministry. God did that for me. Why does God do that? If we choose to do the jobs that are not from God, we may not be true and honorable, or we may have a personal agenda. Do you remember Jim Jones? A man claiming to be Jesus duped many followers into believing that they should drink the Kool-Aid and kill themselves. God did not call him. Jim Jones asked for the job all on his own. Jesus called the high priest by the order of God. Jesus was given the task of reconciling for our sins for us to the God who created us. Jesus, as high priest, gave the greatest sacrifice to his brothers and sisters out of obedience and faith in the God of all creation. Our faith and our obedience is what makes us say yes to God when God calls us. God called each of us by name into the ministry and priesthood of all believers. When God calls, you may say, "I can't do it. I didn't ask for this job." And you could be correct if you do it on your own. And yes, you probably did not ask for the job God called for you. Nevertheless, you can do it with God's help, and by admitting God has made you the perfect person for the job. Jesus knows what it is like to suffer, because he suffered. Jesus knows what it is like to die, because he died. Jesus knows what it's like to live after death, because he rose from the dead. It is because he has done these things that Jesus can help us with our suffering, our death, and our resurrection. It is because of our suffering we can help others in their suffering. It is the things we lived through that make it possible for us to help others in their times of need. I remember as a young man struggling to make a living, trying to survive on peanut butter sandwiches and milk. I remember thinking I would never get ahead, and the thought of always living paycheck to paycheck sometimes drove me into depression. People encouraged me to keep trying. Do not give up. People would give me hope to go another day. They could do that for me because they suffered similar situations, but just kept the faith. The faith that I needed is in the one who is the open gate of hope, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, who by God's grace has given me life. We are called by God to share the hopes and dreams that Jesus gives to us, so others may have hope. The hope we live with is the hope of eternal life in Christ with the God of all creation. Our God shows his grace by giving us life when we do not deserve it. We are the called ministers of the gospel, called into the priesthood of all believers. By obedience to the Father, we spread the good news of Jesus Christ. I didn't ask for this job. You may not have. And that's exactly what God intended. We are called, broken, hurting, wounded, suffering, pain-filled priests, spreading the love of God to all peoples eternally in the hope of Christ, the open gate to God's kingdom. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you call us into a ministry we do not ask for, and you believe in us. Give us the confidence to move forward, telling others about your love and faithfulness, and lead us to the open gate of hope in Jesus. Amen.